So then we can start the next part. So that is the guided sitting session. You may sit in a comfortable position. You can keep your posture in a comfortable and sitting and relaxed manner. You can gently close your eyes. So we are not standing, we are not walking, we are not lying down. We are in a simple sitting posture. It's a very ordinary experience, but right now we give some prominence to that. And if the mind drifts to something else, we are taking it back and trying to keep it within the posture, within the sitting posture. So this body now appears like an anchor, so that this wandering mind, again and again, we can collect it and put it back into the body. Slowly, slowly, mind starts associating the body. And as much as possible, we are trying to keep it within the body. So at the beginning, we are developing certain amount of body awareness, being aware of the body, being recognizing this sitting posture, appreciating this very ordinary experience, and trying to be with the body. While the eyes are open, see whether you can recognize these subtle sensations. Our eyes are gently closed. There could be a subtle sensation there at your eyes. Lips are gently touching, a soft sensation there. And don't keep your jaws tightly coupled. Relax them. And overall on your face, there can't be any tightness. Basically, there can't be any tension. Currently, we are not thinking any particular problem. We can keep them aside. And we are now just trying to be awake to the present moment. As a result of that, our sort of activity or what we need to do has become very simple. We simply have to open up ourselves. Open to the present moment, receptive to the present moment, accepting the present moment, without any judgment. And do it in a relaxed manner. There is no rush, and there is no much to do. Simply to open up, awake. Now overall, face has to be in a good mood, in a pleasant mood. We are not thinking any particular problem. There can't be any wrinkles in your forehead. If you like, you can maintain a slight smile. Now as we move down, we can see the neck straight and shoulders in a relaxed position. And here and there, close touching the body. See whether you can recognize few places how clothes are touching the body. Sometimes little tightness, sometimes maybe touch sensation, some kind of little discomfort, or maybe soft touch. Here and there, clothes are touching the body. Slowly come back to yourself. Try to develop body awareness. Connect with yourself. Again and again, mind might shift or drift, but don't encourage that. Come back to yourself. Center within yourself. Now, as we further move within, probably we can recognize heart vibration or rising and falling of the abdomen. So, if you are keeping your attention during in the rising and falling, allow body to breathe naturally and softly, gently recognize each rising, each falling. Give it like a task to the mind. So we are requesting the mind to look at or recognize each rising, each falling. So it is happening in a rhythm. So each and every time rising happens, so we are fully aware of each rising. When falling happens, we are fully aware of falling happens. So as our mindfulness slowly established, we can see whether we can go a little detail. So what are the differences between rising and falling? Are they quite similar or are there subtle differences? Is rising a single activity or does it contain small many activities? Is falling a single activity or does it consisting of many activities? So we are doing a little investigation, a close look, a careful investigation to see it more closely, to recognize it more closely. Again, if our mind starts wandering, we are slowly bringing it back, again keeping within the body, and now within each rising, each falling. So rising and falling now becomes our primary object. As much as possible, we are keeping our attention there. And we allow it to happen naturally. We are not interrupting the process. We are not influencing the process. Rather, we become silent observer. If you are able to recognize even subtle details, see whether each subtle, minute details with a sharp mindfulness. See whether that minute detail, that minute phenomenon, how is it evolving? How long is it existing? How does it arise? How quickly is it to pass away? So we are now paying a very close attention to recognize the true nature of these different phenomena. It could be a bodily phenomena. It could be various little sensations. It could be various feelings. It even can be various thoughts. So if you are capable, you can look at the mind and to recognize how these thoughts come and go, how they try to attract us or to tempt us. We allow these thoughts to come and go, and we are playing at a different level, at a different stage. While thoughts are coming and going, we simply have the ability to recognize their behavior at a different cognitive level. We have done a little bit of decentering. We have shifted ourselves so that we are no more a victim of the ongoing process. Rather, we have the capacity to observe the existing process carefully as an outsider. This is what we call as parato. Looking at something as it belongs to someone else. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to someone else. It has its own causes and conditions. Accordingly, they behave. And we merely look at it. We understand it. We recognize its true nature. What are its true nature? So if thoughts are coming and going, if you are able to look at it objectively without making any subjective reference, that indicates we are capable of maintaining kind of a mindful space. And that mindful space becomes our refuge. We are not being carried away by the thoughts. We are not becoming emotional. We are not distracted. But we are maintaining a beautiful balance and able to understand various thoughts. And we are not being carried away by thoughts, but have the capacity to look at it, to laugh, to recognize, to understand the present moment. So do this like a self-investigation. So once we have a fair amount of wisdom, fair amount of concentration, mindfulness, so that is a time that we are very much like untangling the tangle, untangling the perplexities, removing the perplexities, so that mind become more and more steadfast, more and more clear, more and more relaxed, no more doubts. It's confident, sure about one's own practice. So if you are capable, just continue the practice. And time to time, see whether you are in the correct track.